Well, hello, my friends, and good Friday morning to you. Thanks so much for being here. My name is Roger, and behind the scenes is my wife, Angie. Together, we are the Barnabas Bridge, and we're always just so grateful that you spend a little bit of time each morning with us. It is Friday, and it's coming to the end of our week, and our discussion all week long has been the understanding that Jesus stands at the door and knocks. We've had a title, it said, He said, Come to Me. Now, it's not a specific scripture we're pointing at because really that's all over the Bible. It's through God's word in the Old Testament, New Testament, past, present, and future. It's always this understanding that God is calling people to come to Him. When in the Old Testament, we referred to a passage back in Jeremiah. We've been all over the New Testament. And today we're even going to go to the prophetic book of the Revelation and speak of this time when Jesus is still, regardless of the timing, or I should say the time frame that it is, God's promises is always, come to me so that I might give you better than what you have now. Now, we're not talking, obviously, in that he come to Christ and you get a new Cadillac. It's not anything like that. But it's the understanding that we live in a world full of turmoil and question marks and really anxiety-producing nature, it is. But when we come to Christ, we stand on this solid rock that while the world changes constantly, no matter if we look into our past, we look into our present, we can be confident in our future because Christ never changes. He is the solid rock. And so we all, I think, would probably agree with that. And most of us would say that, you know, I firmly believe that. But some of us, if you're like me, even though we believe it, and even though we confirm it with our words, sometimes it doesn't really show up into our lives because there's different things that are distracting or concerning or whatever it might be, where we just don't hear the voice of the shepherd calling us into his pen. I'll tell you, I want to finish this Friday up by asking you a question. Perhaps leaving here, growing this week in an effort, I guess, to hear him better, to go to him faster, to believe it in a deeper way. What can we finish our Friday up? And I think maybe perhaps the greatest thing that you and I could both do whenever we're trying to develop our spiritual ears, that we might hear him better and respond quicker, is that we never get too far away from the understanding of where he's been in our past. Just like God is all over the Old Testament, New Testament, and even into eternity, he's constantly calling us, or we're able to look into our lives personally, not just in a biblical way, but can you look into your past and see a time where God showed up in this remarkable way? Where perhaps you were focusing on the mess or the problem, and the problem solver stepped in such a tremendous way that you remember it clearly. I think that for a lot of us, we can do that. And when we do that, that in itself proves God's faithfulness through thick and thin. Sometimes when we lose sight, sometimes when we have our ears shut, sometimes when we get distracted, sometimes when the anxiety is so loud in our lives, we can't even hear ourselves think. And God comes in and he calms everything. And the storm is gone. That's the life that God desires for us to live in all the time. Where the raging seas are calm, where the day is full of sunshine. There's a fantastic contemporary Christian song out right now, and it's called The Reckless Love of God. And I get stuck in my head sometimes, and I just, even though I don't remember the words always, I'm humming it or trying to sing the words that I do know all day long. Because it just bears such truth when it comes to this understanding that God is always faithful. And what he says is a promise, you can take that to the bank. And it doesn't change with the times, and it doesn't change with the nature, and it doesn't change if I'm good or bad, because he never changes. The song, a couple of lines I want to share with you, goes like this. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. Remember that psalm that says, you formed me in my mother's womb. God cares so much. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so kind to me. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. The never-ending, overwhelming, reckless love of God. It chases me down. It fights till I'm found. It leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Wow. Beautiful words of truth. Beautiful words of truth. As we struggle this week to find ways that we can hear him, that we can believe fully when he says, come to me, the good things are happening there. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that he's moving towards us as well, that he desires this reciprocal relationship of love, and he truly is calling, and we can trust that. And even in the times when we can't hear, he's coming and he's knocking. And so I want to finish this week from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. It says this, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. And so this whole week we've spent considering that he is calling us to come to him. Let us never forget that the work that has been done in our lives wasn't because we earned it, not because we deserve it, but he fought for our love and our salvation. And now because of the Holy Spirit's power in this world, he's calling each and every one of us to open that door, to come to him, to he's coming our way, and we sit down and we eat. And we share in his bounty and the beautiful promises of God. I can't imagine a more beautiful way to head into our weekends than to know that God's love for us is truly overwhelming, never ending, and it's reckless because he'll stop at nothing to come to our salvation, to come to our aid, and to fulfill that promise of calling us in where we have an abundant life. My friends, I'm just always so thankful when you come and spend your time with us. And I always love Fridays because if you're like me, and I hope you are, I'm looking forward to a time this weekend when I gather with my church family. And I hope you do too. And I hope that you have a church that the preacher stands in that pulpit and he tells you about the love of God and he's faithful to the gospel all the time. And he just revels in the name of Jesus Christ. And the people that are sitting beside you in the pew, that they know you by name and that they love you. And that you can share with them, you can be vulnerable with them, and they can be with you. And it's this fellowship strength of believers when you sit down in that pew. So thank you for being here with us. And I hope that that's your weekend. If this time this week has been encouraging to you, would you do us a great encouragement in a couple different ways, really? You can contact us in any way. You can look us up on our website. It's thebarnabasbridge.org. And you can find a number of ways of contacting us there. You can call us, text us, email, or whatever you'd like to do. But also, would you subscribe to our YouTube channel? And the reason that is just because we want to get the word out. We don't think we're awesome, but we know that God is awesome. And so when anybody shares the word, we want to share that with as many as we possibly can. So folks, we thank you, and I want you to know that we put a blanket prayer out for all you folks. And so take care and have a wonderful weekend. Have a God-honoring time on Sunday. And God willing, we'll see you here on Monday, okay? So take care, have the best weekend ever, and we'll see you then. Bye.